I want to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, if you like to read with me in your Bible, so we have it on the screen. But I will be sharing with you two encounters of Jesus. He came to the disciples on the walk to Emmaus. He came to Mary Magdalene. He came to the disciples, the 10 disciples. And then he came the second time to meet Thomas, because he wasn't there the first time. So hear this scripture, John chapter 20, verse 19 to 29. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. And Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciple told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." And Thomas answered him and said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." May the Lord bless to the reading and the hearing of his word. Let's say thanks be to God. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come humbly in your presence once again. God, thank you for the privilege to proclaim your living word that gives life, that gives hope, that gives healing. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, you will hide me behind that cross of Calvary. That, Lord, whatever we say from this pulpit will be straight from the throne of grace. Lord, it is your words that make a difference. It is your presence that brings healing. It is your spirit that restores our lives. So God, even in this service, just as you came to Thomas, may many of us in this service and online have an encounter with the risen Jesus for your glory and your purpose. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So as I said, we are in this series, Encounter with Jesus. You see, throughout the Bible and even today's everyday life, when someone has an encounter with Jesus, something happens in their lives. Something changes. We heard a message from Pastor McNellis of these two disciples that were walking to Emmaus. They were sad, they were grieving, they were wondering where Jesus is, and then finally Jesus joins them and he has a meal with them. When he breaks the bread, they realize, wow, this is the same Jesus that talked about that he was going to rise. And they get excited and they run 7 miles to Jerusalem to tell the disciple, "We have seen the Lord." Something happened in that disciples, that sadness turned to joy. Last Sunday, I shared a message about Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was the first person to receive the message of the resurrection of Jesus. It was not the disciples. It was Mary Magdalene who encountered the risen Jesus as the very first person who he revealed himself. Mary Magdalene was sad. She was at the tomb sad, looking for Jesus. And when she meets Jesus, her demeanor changed, her life changed, and she runs and tells the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." Something happened when Mary Magdalene encountered Jesus. Now, in this text today, we will we will look in the lives of the disciples, and specifically a disciple by the name of Thomas, and how their life and how their experience changed, and something happened when they encountered the risen Jesus again. But before I get into my message, I want to ask us a question, because it's been on my heart as I was preparing this message. Do you struggle with fears in your life? Do you struggle with doubts at times? Are you struggling with grief in your heart? Do you ever feel confused? What is going on? I cannot make sense of this. Do you ever feel like that? Or maybe, do you ever struggle in your faith? Say, Lord, I want to trust you, but I cannot make sense of what's going on in my life or what I'm going through. Lord, I want to believe in you, but I'm struggling. You see, in our text for today, these disciples of Jesus, who had walked with Jesus, who had seen Jesus raise the dead, they had seen with the eyes how Jesus fed the 5,000 people. They had seen Jesus heal the sick, raise the dead, feed the hungry. But in this text, we find that these disciples are in a locked room, fearing for their lives. They're afraid. They could not make sense that Jesus said that he was going to rise again, but they could not find where Jesus was, and they are scared for their life in that locked room, afraid to go out, thinking that people will kill them just as they killed Jesus. They are afraid, they are confused, they are troubled in their heart, they are trying to make sense of being with Jesus, and now Jesus is not with them, and they are experiencing all kinds of emotion in that locked room. And then we have Thomas, another disciple of Jesus. You see, in this text, we see that Jesus came twice to the disciples. The first time when he came, Thomas was not there. And so finally, Thomas comes back, and the disciple tell Thomas, hey, we have seen the Lord. He showed us his hands. He showed us his side. And Thomas said, no, I am not going to believe you. He said, unless I see the marks in his hands, unless I see the side where he was pierced, until I put my hands, I am not going to believe that he is alive. Friends, I find myself just like you. A lot of times in our own life, we are like the disciples. We get fearful. We feel anxiety with situations in our lives. We feel confused sometimes. We cannot make sense of things in our lives. And we are sometimes like the disciples, fearful what is going to happen next. But in the midst of all that they were experiencing, friends, we see several things in this text. As the Lord was showing me, the first thing I want to share with you is that in the midst of the disciples' unbelief, fear, confusion, sadness, sorrow, risen Jesus Christ comes to offer peace. The Bible says that the doors were locked and Jesus shows up inside that room. And the first words he says to them, peace be with you. Jesus knew that they were struggling. And so he says to them the very first word, peace be with you. And if you read the Gospel of John chapter 20, 19 to 29, you will hear Jesus saying, peace be with you, peace be with you, peace be with you. And after he says that, then he says to them, look at my hands and look at my side. Jesus says to them, peace be with you. And friends, another thing that we learn from this is that there is no place, there is no locked door, there is no place or location where Jesus will not find you and me. And he will come, and he will come personally for you, and he will say to you, peace be with you. This morning, Jesus is saying to someone in this sanctuary and in online, and he has come in this sanctuary to say to you through his servant, peace be with you. What that means is that Jesus is saying, I am with you. You are not alone. I am walking with you. We sang the song a few minutes ago. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Jesus offers peace to us in the midst of our anxiety and fear. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Only Jesus gives us the peace that we cannot explain in our lives. Jesus also said before he left this world, he said in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. Friends, Jesus never promised we're not going to go through some difficult times. He never promised that we are going to go through some dark times, some uncertain times, some times of troubles, some times of confusion, some times of trials in our life. But he did promise us that he will give us peace to go through what we are going through. And that's the peace the world cannot offer. No organization can offer. Only the person of Jesus Christ who died, who rose again, he says to us today, peace be with you. The second thing we learn from this passage today is that not only does Jesus say peace to us, but this morning the risen Jesus, he sees, he feels, he knows our doubts, and he comes to speak personally with us. The second time Jesus shows up, you see, Thomas told the disciples, even though he heard from the disciple, the 10 disciples, we have seen the Lord. He said, I am not going to believe until I touch his hands. You see, Jesus knew what Thomas was struggling with. Thomas needed a little bit more assurance. I love Jesus because he is so patient with us. He comes through for us so many times, and yet we struggle sometimes. Will God help me through this time again? Jesus comes to Thomas, and he says to Thomas, reach your finger. Look at my hands. Reach here. Put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. Jesus came back once again, 8 days later, just for Thomas. He did not have to come back. I mean, he was there the first time. He didn't have to come back again. But Jesus came back. And what that reminds us, friends, that everyone here in this sanctuary, Jesus thinks of you with such value and such importance. And he will come back just for you. He will come and meet you in a difficult time of your life. He will come and meet you when no one knows what is going on in your life. That's the Jesus we serve. He comes and he says to Thomas exactly what Thomas needed. Jesus specifically responded to his heart. He said, I want to see your hands. I want to see the feet. And Jesus said, here, Thomas, I'm standing in front of you. I came back just for you. He did not say to the disciples, hey, look at my hands a second time. He said, I am speaking specifically to Thomas. And then he invited Thomas. And friends, this morning, the risen Jesus that we are preaching about today, he invites you. Maybe there's someone here. Say, Pastor, I've heard about Jesus, but he seems like someone who is far away. No, friends, he is very close. He's waiting for you. Say, Jesus, I want to experience you. He's inviting you and me. Come and touch him. He's inviting you. You know, one of the most powerful things about this Savior Jesus, when he comes to Thomas, he shows his nail-scarred hand we just talked about. There were scars in his hands. And those scars was because he was nailed. The side that he had was because he was pierced. And Jesus wants us to know that he knows the scars in our life. Scars that no one knows about our lives. Things of our past. Jesus says to you this morning, I know the scars in your life. Look at mine. I know what it means to go through some scars. He is a genuine, real Savior. The Bible says in Isaiah 53, he was crushed for our iniquities. He was pierced. And then it says, by his wounds we are healed. And after that encounter, Thomas says these four words, my Lord and my God. My Lord, listen to this, friends. It's personal. He's not saying the disciples' Lord or someone else's God. He's saying my Lord and my God. You see, the scripture does not say that Thomas indeed put his hands in the hands of Jesus. It does not say that he put his hands in his side. Just the fact that Jesus stood with his scarred hands and his pierced side, Thomas realized that this is the same Savior who has come back just for me to remind me. He's patient with me to remind me that he is alive. Thomas was so convinced that day, friend. And Thomas is very special to me. He's known as the Doubting Thomas. But Thomas had such a powerful encounter with Jesus, the gentleness of Jesus that day, that Thomas went as a missionary to India, in the southern part of India, and he brought Christianity to the southern part of India, and thousands upon thousands of people have come to know Christ because of Thomas's witness. And not only that, Thomas was martyred. He was killed in India for preaching the gospel of Jesus, for proclaiming my Lord and my God. There are different accounts of how he died, but some say that he was pierced. He was killed with a spear. And the spear is what was placed in the side of Jesus. He died preaching that resurrection of Jesus. This morning, Jesus calls us to renew our faith. Is he truly the Lord of our lives? Is he truly the God of our lives? I'm grateful that even in our doubts, even in our fears, even in our confusion, Jesus does not give up on us. He says to us, peace be with you. But more than that, he shows up exactly at the right time. Amen. The risen Jesus who is in this place. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is touching the lives of people in this sanctuary. Lord, please restore our faith. May we be like Thomas, just amazed that you would come down just to talk to us. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for calming our fears. Thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for believing in us when no one believed. Thank you for holding us up when there was no one to hold us. Lord, we place our hands in that nail-scarred hands this morning so that we can receive the healing and the peace today. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, amen. Friends, we're going to stand. We always give an altar call at our church. Maybe there is someone here that needs prayer today. You need to say, Pastor, I need prayer today. We will pray with you. Maybe you want to say, Pastor, I want to recommit my life to Jesus. I've been walking with Jesus just like Thomas, but I want to have a personal encounter with you. Friends, you can do that today. Today will be a good day. But whatever is on your heart, you can do that from where you're seated, or if you want to come to the altar, Pastor McNellis and I will love to be able to pray with you this morning. As the